Good afternoon and welcome to RIM Radio, your trusted source for the latest national and international news coverage. This is Yusra Al-Arjoun, your anchor and our daily newscast live from our studios in Rabat. Joining me today on the coverage is Maryam Ben Issa and Ikram Al-Raji on radio production. For the headlines. Al-Hawz earthquake, 2,901 dead and 5,530 wounded, Interior Ministry update. Morocco earthquake, government mobilized behind His Majesty the King to continue rescue efforts and speed up crisis management, says head of government Akhannouch. And internationally, Libya Red Crescent storm's death toll rises to 300. Starting off on national soil, the number of casualties resulting from the earthquake that struck several Moroccan provinces and prefectures on September 8th rose to 2,901, while injuries have reached 5,530, says an updated toll released as of 1 p.m. by the Ministry of the Interior. By province, the tremor resulted in 1,643 fatalities in Al-Hawz, while no new deaths were reported in the other provinces and prefectures concerned. According to the ministry, among the deceased, 2,884 have been buried. Public authorities continue their efforts to rescue, evacuate, and care for the injured, as well as to clear the damaged roads following the earthquake. They're also mobilizing all necessary resources to manage the consequences of this painful tragedy. The Directorate General of Meteorology, DGM, denied on Tuesday the publication of any alert bulletin reporting alleged storms and strong winds affecting several regions of the kingdom. In response to the fake news circulated on social networks on a supposed alert bulletin announcing, quote-unquote, strong storms of up to 120 meters and high winds of 95 kilometers per hour, the DGM stressed that it has not issued any such bulletin. In addition, the DGM is forecasting light showers on Wednesday afternoon over the heights of the Middle Atlas, the neighboring plains and the slopes of the eastern region, particularly the regions of Azilal, Midlt, Khnifrat, Azar, Rashidiya, and Bouarfa. On Thursday, rain and thundery showers will affect the high and middle Atlas regions, the western plains, and the southeastern slopes, particularly the regions of Al-Hawz, Taroudant, Azilal, Ouarzazate, and Marrakesh, according to the same source. The government is mobilized behind His Majesty King Mohammed VI to continue relief efforts and expedite measures related to crisis management following the Al-Hawz earthquake, affirmed head of government Aziza Khannouch, who chaired on Monday in Rabat the meeting of the Interministerial Commission tasked with deploying an emergency plan for the rehabilitation and aid in rebuilding destroyed homes in the affected areas as soon as possible. More details with Maryam Ben Issa.
According to a statement from the department, the head of government, Aziz Akhannouch, emphasized that the government is also working towards providing support and assistance to the citizens in the affected areas, while ensuring the continued provision of public services. This meeting comes in immediate implementation of the high instructions of His Majesty, King Mohammed VI, may God assist him, given during the working session presided over by the sovereign on Saturday at the Royal Palace of Rabat, which focused on assessing the situation following the painful earthquake that occurred on Friday in the province of Al-Hawz. The commission discussed the high royal directives calling for the reconstruction of affected areas and the compensation of citizens who have lost their homes, the statement continues. In this regard, the commission has worked on formulating a detailed vision with the announcement of the measures to be taken in the coming days, while not neglecting the urgent solutions to be undertaken pending the completion of the housing reconstruction operation.
Banks are offering full fee waiver on banking services for the transfer of donations from the public. Both clients and non-clients intended for the special fund for managing the effects of the earthquake that affected the Kingdom of Morocco, announced the Professional Grouping of Moroccan Banks, GPBM, on Monday. The GPBM reiterated its commitment to contribute to the national solidarity effort following the earthquake that affected the Kingdom. The Mohammed V Foundation for Solidarity has set up a central depot to collect aid for victims of the Al Hawz earthquake, following the example of similar structures created by the foundation in other Moroccan regions. Working teams representing the foundation's various partners are working throughout the day to receive and sort and prepare shipments of in-kind aid destined for the affected regions, including those provided by citizens and civil society players from all Morocco's regions. The creation of this new depot is part of the efforts made by the Mohammed V Foundation for Solidarity to support the populations of the affected villages in application of the high instructions of His Majesty King Mohammed VI. Internationally, in Libya, over 300 people have tragically lost their lives due to torrential rain and flooding in the city of Derna, located 1,300 kilometers east of Tripoli, following the passage of Storm Daniel, according to a new death toll reported by the Libyan Red Crescent. Mariam Benaissa with the report.
In a statement posted on its Facebook page, the Red Crescent noted that ongoing rescue operations were underway in the affected areas, with families affected by the severe weather being evacuated. Tamer Ramadan, the head of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, stated that the full extent of the flooding's impact remains uncertain. He also mentioned that an appeal for international aid will be launched shortly by the organization. The Mediterranean storm severely affected eastern Libya, leading the authorities to declare a state of emergency, close schools and businesses, and implement a curfew in the affected regions. On Monday, Libya declared a three-day period of national mourning in memory of the victims of the floods and flooding in the eastern region of the country following the arrival of Storm Daniel.
Thank you, Mariam. The Kingdom of Morocco expresses its full solidarity with the sisterly state of Libya following a storm and floods that have affected certain regions of the country, causing several human casualties and property losses, said a statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates on Monday evening. Concluding in sports as always, all proceeds from the friendly match scheduled for Tuesday evening in Lens, France, between the Moroccan soccer team and its Burkina Faso counterpart will be donated to the Special Fund for Managing the Effects of the Earthquake that hit Morocco, said the Royal Moroccan Football Federation, FRMF. Quote-unquote, in solidarity with the victims of the violent earthquake that struck parts of the kingdom last Friday, the FRMF will donate all proceeds from the Morocco-Burkina Faso-friendly match to be held on Tuesday evening in Lens, France, to the Special Fund for Managing the Effects of the Earthquake that hit Morocco, the federation added. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio. As for me, I will see you tomorrow for our 3:30 newscast.